Second day, Chol HaMoed. Thursday, the 4th of October, Harav Geshen Haga, in Yom HaZiyoma.
I think we'll split this into two. I want to speak very much about Mezos HaBracha, but the Kalichos and Halachos, and let's say, first of all, something which is a Halacha Lamaisa, not just a Stammer Orion. Tomorrow night, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and on Shabbos, we know that we're not Makai in the mitzvah of Aminim. You know, the principles of the halacha are very immutable, but our behavior and circumstances can sometimes change a psak, even a psak which we find written in Shulchan Aruch. The Mahabha says in Simon Tafresh Nun Ches, "Bayayim Shabbos ain anaitel afilu muyayim rishon." On Shabbos Sukkos, we are not Mekayim Mitzvah Arba Minim. Chazal, Wadoizem, Mumasakim, Kishim Gzeira, Shemme, Yetel, Abiyad, Aviveli, Abba, Amis, Pshis Rabban. So says the Mishabura. So in order that people should be Nechshel in the Yisav Haitzor, although Min HaTorah on Shabbos one would be Mekayim Mitzvah Arba Minim, nowadays we're not. Kamaz the Ramon says, V'asa L'taltal Halulav B'Shabbos to have a Ke'evid. We're not allowed to. Since we're not mekayim the mitzvah of Arba Minim on Shabbos, those Arba Minim which Bizman Abayis we would have taken on Shabbos now become muktzah. There is no use for them on Shabbos itself. They haven't even got a dinner of a keli. Is you're not allowed to metaltel the lulav on Shabbos. And the Mishabura says not just the lulav. Similarly, the Arovas and the Hadassim, they all have a din of Muktzah on Shabbos. You mustn't move them. However, says the Ramor, Avala Esrog Mutter Batiltul, the Roy Lahariachboy. The Esrog doesn't become Muktzah, because the Esrog is Roy Lahariach. That means to say, you could smell, it's got a nice smell, the Esrog, and you'd be allowed to smell the Esrog on Shabbos. And therefore, there is a use for the esrog, and therefore, it's not muktzah. Emes, we know earlier in Siman Tov Reish Nun Gimel, the Mechaber says the hadas shel mitzvah asar lahariach boy. That means during the whole of Sukkos, the hadasim have a very nice smell. Nevertheless, during Sukkos, you're not allowed to smell the hadasim because it's hooked to the mitzvah. So basically, the hadas is there lahariach. And we are taking the hadassim on. We're taking the hadassim on Sukkos to be kind of the mitzvah of Arba Minim, and Afei Tavos. Therefore, it's hooked to the mitzvah. And the normal use that you have the hadass, you're not allowed to make use of. In other words, you're not allowed to smell the hadass during the course of Sukkos. Our esrog shel mitzvah says the Mechaber, mutar l'hariach boi min hadin. Mikra din, you're allowed to smell, because the esrog is basically a pri, it's a fruit. So normally, the normal use of the esrog would be to eat. Some people would like to smell it also, but the ikka tashmish of the esrog is l'achilo. Is therefore the esrog is hukta l'mitzvasei, that means you're not allowed to eat the esrog on Sukkos, but you'd be allowed to smell it. There are days in the Paskim, exactly when, perhaps not b'shas natila. But Be'ikar Adin, we came to Paskin, that apart from the time when you're actually mekayim the mitzvah of Arba Minim, during the course of Sukkos, you'd be allowed to smell the esrog, and you can make a bracha on the esrog. So the Mechaber says, the Ikka Ishtamshis of the esrog is the Achila. Is therefore, the Gabi that, it's hooked to the whole of Sukkos. You wouldn't be allowed to eat it. But as far as the Reach of the esrog is concerned, that's secondary. And therefore, despite the fact that we take the esrog for the Arba Minim, you're allowed to smell the esrog during the course of Sukkos. And therefore on Shabbos, although we're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Arba Minim, the esrog has a istamshus, it has a use. The hadas, you're not allowed to smell during the whole course of Sukkos. Therefore on Shabbos, you have no use for the hadas at all, and therefore the hadas is muktzah. The esrog, still you're allowed to smell it during the course of Sukkos, therefore on Shabbos it's not muktzah. That's the Pashat Halacha, which he says in the Hinner Moin in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches. The Mishnah Berurah says here, the Losh of Ramo is that the Lulav is Havik Evin. That means we consider the a stone. A stone is not a keli. A stone has a severe degree of mukta. You're not allowed to move it, even the seragufa makayma. If it happens to be lying on the table, a place where you want to eat, you need the mokim. You're not allowed, in an ordinary way, to move it with your hands. If you would want to use it, say, to crack open a nut, you could take a hammer, if you haven't got any other, if you haven't got a keli, shemlachta laheta, and to break a nut on Shabbos. A hammer is a keli shemlachta laheta. A keli shemlachta laheta, an answer to tell from seragufa, seragufa. Seragufa means, you need a hammer now. Need a hammer for a tashmish laheta, namely to break open a nut. Fine, you're allowed to do that. You mustn't take a stone, unless you've been miyached that stone before Shabbos. You mustn't take the stone and the legufay to break open the nut. So the Mishabura says, when the Ramah speaks about it, all of it is like an even, it's a lush of the ram. A filler tzeragufa mekayma asri. You wouldn't be allowed to move the lulav on Shabbos cholamoyed sukkos, not to use the lulav in some way, or because if it's in the way. V'laidami l'shofar, it's different from shofar, which in Siman Tav Kuf Peches, one allows the taltal of tzerech gufo in mekayma. The shiny hosan have a keli roi lezadava, kilishoi boichadoima. You could use a shofar, the primitive way of basically, if you want to collect water, put it into a bear, and it would collect some water, and you'd have some water if you needed to drink it for whatever purpose you require the water. So the shofar is a keli. Is the shofar, although same din, Chazal will gaze on Shabbos, you're not allowed to Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, although in Atera you blow shofar on Shabbos as well, on Rosh Hashanah, but Shema Yavirenu, Daladamus, Yusarabim, Chazal will gaze there, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, the shofar has a din of a keli shemalach de issa. That means that the Sereh Gufa, Sereh Mekayim, you'd be allowed to move the shofar on the Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. And he says we consider the lulav is eight be'alma. Lemaisa, I wondered about this psak, and I looked a little bit, and I saw that I wasn't the only one. The reason why you're allowed to move an esrog on Shabbos Chol HaMoed is because it's roi lahoriach. That means it has a ishtamshus, which you could make use of. The poil, vast majority of people nowadays, will not make use of an esrog lahoriach. They've got plenty of other things. We don't take the esrog to smell. The shofar, I mean, who of us would take today a shofar, put it into a well or put it into a river in order to draw water with? Yeah, you could do it, but it's a shtamshus which we don't do. And if that is so, then it's possible that both the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah and the esrog on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos are mukta. In other words, there is no hishtamshus which we bemis have any interest in using them for. And on the contrary, we're very worried about both the shofar and the esrog. Shofar is an important keli. We don't leave it lying around just anywhere. We wouldn't want the children just to play with it. Our esrog, you certainly wouldn't want your child to play with. Man, it costs a lot of money. And in that case, they both possibly have a little of a muksa, machsor, and kiss. Muksa, machsor, and kiss is a very severe degree of muksa. Muksa, you can't move something between muksa, machsor, and kiss. Something which you value, something which on Shabbos you would not normally use at all. And it's something very valuable, which you are very careful about who uses it and when, and where it lies. That is something which even the Tzorah Gufa, Tzorah Mekoma, on Shabbos you're not allowed to move. And I found both Rav Shem Zalman Arbatz, Chayim Lebracha, and Rav Yosef Shalman Yashiv, both say the same thing. That basically, the Esrog today, Yashiv I saw talking about also about the Shofar, Lechera today, this din, which the Ramah brings down, that you're allowed to move the Esrog, it's not Muktzah on Shabbos, or for that matter, the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, It's something which could certainly, if it's so good for a Kobe, you could move. They question that. In other words, it's possible the way that that we live nowadays, the Esrog and the Shofar have not got that Hishtamshis. And if they haven't got that Hishtamshis, that means they are Muksa. And their Muksa, we are very careful about them. And if they're Muksa Machso and Kis, means you can't move them. Which would mean Lamaisa. But say if somebody had put aside his Arbaminim, and put his Esrog away somewhere before Shabbos, and for some reason he wants that place where the Esrog is lying now, he wants to make use of it on Shabbos, he'll have a problem. He won't be able to metaltal it. More than that, I was thinking, if somebody, by mistake, picked up the Esrog, took the Esrog out of the box, and then you wanted to put it, somebody said, it's Muksa. They said, Rafi, you didn't even know it. You didn't know this is Muksa. Right, but Pasha Shulchan Aruch, it's not. But if you didn't know, even if you don't know that something's Muksa, and you might actually take it, it is Muksa. The Shabur brings down early in Tafresh Nun Dalad, there's a Sharetzi in there, he brings down from the Aruch Halef, the Bukhari Yachiv. The Lulav on Shabbos, Sukkos, is Muksa. If somebody would take, he had the Lulav lying in a little bit of water to keep it fresh. He took the lulav out of where it was lying, and then realized, okay, this is muksa. So you want to put it back. So the Rabbanan says you can't put it back. Because if the lulav was lying in water to keep it fresh from before Shabbos, then that water, just like the lulav is muksa, the water which you wanted, which basically you put the lulav into, is also huksa. It's also got a lulav muksa. It's there basically to keep the lulav fresh. And therefore, if you put the lulav back into the water, you'll metaltal the water. You'll be moving the water when you put the lulav back in. And you wouldn't be able to put the lulav back into that water. Similarly, if you had an esrog, and if the esrog is muksa, and you say you have some sort of protection for the esrog in your esrog box, and you put the esrog, realizing it was muksa, put it back in, you'd be moving that, whatever is there in the esrog box to protect it, which is also, and that lechera is also, it's meyuchad for the esrog. And just if the esrog is going to go muksa, so too, that protection is also going to go muksa. And you wouldn't be able to put the esrog back into it, just like you can't put the lulav back into the water, because you're moving the water, so too, if you put the esrog back into whatever is protecting it, you'd be probably moving whatever there is in the esrog box. They'll be moving that protection. That protection would also have the same din of muksa as the esrog has. That's the lemaisa. I always wondered, of all the parshas in the Torah, we give them a whole week in which to lie. It's one parsha which we don't. Parsha of Zayis Habracha. Zayis Habracha, whatever Simchas Torah falls, we lie Zayis Habracha then, and that's it. Basically, we don't have a whole week. And I wondered why. There is a Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph, from Lamed Aleph in Megillah, there's a Braisa, a long Braisa, where the Braisa goes through the various Yomim Tovim and the various parshas that we line on those Yomim Tovim. Not only the parshas that we line, but also the Haftarahs that we say. And there, towards the end, the Braisa speaks about Shmini Atzeres. And the Braisa says, Yom Tov Achrin, Kerin Kala B'chaya, Mitzvahs V'chukim V'chaya, I says there are many mitzvahs there in that parasha. We lie in the parasha Kala B'chaya, U'mafir Mahi K'chalos Shloima. We say the Haftarah in Melachim, Mahi K'chalos Shloima, that was, Rashi says there, Al-Shem, B'yayim Hashmini Shelechasam. In that parasha, we see the Shlomo HaMelech sent the Klal Yisrael home, once they'd been over to Rosh Hashanah, and he benched them. So it took place on Shmini Atzeres, so we line that Haftarah. L'mocha k'yum ezeis ha'brocha, u'maftirin me'yam eit Shlomo. The next day, that means our Simchas Torah, Yom Tov Sheni, at the end of Sukkos, Yom Tov Sheni, Shmini Atzeres, we line ezeis ha'brocha, and the Haftarah is me'yam eit Shlomo. That parasha of Yom Shlomo is also there in Melachim. It comes just before this parasha of Yichal Shlomo. Shlomo Melech was mispal from the Mizbeach, he davened, that parasha in which he's brought down in Melochim, that's the Haftorah on the second day of Shmini Atzeres, the day we lie in Zos HaBrochim. Says Tosfos, that Yesh Mekoymes, Shenogu Lahafte Bavehi Acharei Mois Moshe. There are places where the Haftorah on the second day of Shmini Atzeres is Vahi Acharei Mois Moshe, the first parasha in Yeshua. The Shibushu. The Tosfos says it's a mistake. Shari HaShas Ein Aymekein. The Shas doesn't say that. Shas says you lie from Melochim. V'yamad Shlomo. V'yesh Eimrim She Rav Haigon Tikin Lema V'hi Achrei Mois Moshe. Some say it was Rav Haigon was besakin this. Avol Einon Yoidim Hasvara Amayish Shino Seida Shas. If he did do, we don't understand why was it Rav Haigon was Meshane. That's what the Shas says. Shas tells us quite clearly what we should do. On the second day of Shmini Atzeres, you lie V'zei Sabrocha, and you take it from Melochim, the parasha of Vayamad Shlomo, famous Bach Hashem. The Rosh also brings this down. He says it's Yerushalmi. Nobody can find that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Haftorah on the second Ishmael HaTzeres is the one which we in fact lie in, but he Achrei Mois Moshe. Why is it that the Moshaneh? Why is there a Shinui? As Tosfos says, it's a Shibush. If you look in the Rambam, when he speaks about the Seder of Parshis, the Seder of the Haftorah, the Rambam says, it says in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Gimel Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says, first of all, he says, Hamilek HaPoshet B'chol Yisrael, Shemashlim Mesatera B'shana Achas, that we see to it that we lie through the whole Torah during the course of 1 year. Maschilim B'Shabbos Chagas Sukkos, we start Shabbos after Sukkos, and then we start off with Seder Bereishis. And to the Gaon of Shnia, etc. The Koran, the Holchin, Allah said, "As there are Chegoy Mesatir v'Chagasukos." The Yesh Mishemashim Mesatir v'Shalosh Shalim Beinu Minik Poshit. There is a Gemara also Daf Chavtesel in Megillah that the Bnei Marava they used to spend 3 years like the Sefer Torah, like the Torah. Took 3 years as a marshal in the Bava Kama, Yom Shesh Leim, which took 3.5 years. But they lined much less than we do. It took them just over three years to go through the whole Torah. It's clear from the Rambam, this isn't a takkona of Moshe Rabbeinu, so exactly what we line. This is during the course of time, the minhag haposhet is that we see to it that we want to be mashlim the whole Torah in 1 year. And we also remember, as we see also the government of Ashtai Mikarecha Targum, nowadays we want to be mashlim everything in 1 year. There were places where the minhag was different. Namely, they had a different Seder. Yeah, they would go from the beginning to the end, but it would take much longer than a year. Later on, the Rambam says, Prinsif Gimel, we go through every parasha, Valderach Zu Kurin Kol HaShono, Umaftirin B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos B'Novi Me'in Shekorah B'Torah. And every Shabbos, the Haftorah is Me'in Shekorah B'Torah. Has something to do with the parasha that we just lined. Then he says later on, Mafsikin L'Moedas U'L'Yom Kippurim V'Kerim B'in HaMoed L'Leid B'Say the Shabbos. When it comes to Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, there's a hefsik, there's a change. We don't keep the Seder that we go, Bereishis, Noach, Lecha, we stop, we're mafsik, and we learn something else. Moshe was masakin that we should every Yom Tov learn something to do with the Yom Tov. It's not necessarily that the actual parshas which the Brisa and the Gemara beginner brings down, Moshe was masakin, you should learn something to do with the Moed. And Chazal were Meshech Aderis, they were masakin exactly what parshas we should learn. And then the Rambam goes through these various parshas which the Gemara beginner brings down. And when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, he says, Yom Tov Ha'achron, he says, the Mafti is Behichach Shleima, and the Mocha Keri Vezeis Habrocha, and Maftir in Vyam Shleima. V'yesh Misha Maftir V'yachrei Meis Moshe. There are those who are Maftir V'yachrei Meis Moshe. At the end of Ahava, Seva Ahava, the Rambam, when he goes through the Tefillahs of the whole year, the Rambam goes through all the Haftorahs that you go right through the year. And there we go through every sedra, and he tells you the Haftorah you're lying. Says, "V'zoi sabrocha v'hi machrei mois moshev ad Hashem." He doesn't mention V'yam and Shleimah. He just there. He just mentions that you lie in V'hiyachrei Mois Moshe. It's how does one understand this? So I saw a levush. Levush, very interesting levush in Hilchus, right in the beginning of days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, Sim Tav Kuh Pei Aleph. The levush says the following. That why is it we blow shofar in Chodesh Elul? So he gives a number of reasons, and one of the reasons is Shayyadei Kol HaShofar Hu Misarubev. We want to be Ma'arubev the Sotan. Shelo Yeda Masa Yosh Rosh Hashanah Mikatrei. He knows that Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar. Every day you're blowing shofar. He doesn't know what day is Rosh Hashanah. So Ma'arubev the Sotan, we blow shofar during the whole of Elul. And then he goes on, V'ei Mevorach Mosh Chodesh Tishri, Shi Rosh Hashanah. There's no Shabbos Mevorachim of Mosh Chodesh Tishri. Why? Same thing. Gam Ei Maskin Rosh Chodesh, Lei B'Karbonus, Lei B'Tfilah, Rosh Hashanah, V'Hakol Matam K'nei La'arba V'Sasotan, Shelo Yeda Yoyim Shi Rosh Hashanah, Kivish Lei Kinshu. Omitam Zeh, Gam Kein Ei Maskin Likwes Pashas B'Reishis B'Yem Rosh Hashanah. Says, L'Oilam, it would have been roy to lie in Parshas Breishis on Rosh Hashanah. Dokhaim on Vetishri Nevroilam. That's on Rosh Hashanah was the Tchila Sabriya. And in Cheret, that would have been the right time to start lining the Parshas Breishis. Mikol Mokam Ein Kona Se Kadesh Leyargish HaSotan. In order the Sotan shouldn't realize what's going on. But it's funny, it's Rosh Hashanah, because they're starting now, the Breishis. Homer Skinner's Bursa Torah. And then he says, okay, so we don't start our Seder on Rosh Hashanah, the Avdus HaSotan. Let's start after Rosh Hashanah. She says, no. Once you're Hayov Idche, basically what's going to happen now? You've got Yom Kippur, you've got Sukkos, you've got Parshas HaMoedas. Every Yom Tov, you're not going to keep a Seder. So to start a Seder where you haven't got a Seder doesn't make sense. So many says, we don't start. We very much we should have started Rosh Hashanah, but Avdus HaSotan we don't. And now you're going to have, you know, every week they're going to be Yom Tovim. Therefore, we wait. When do we wait? We wait. Hayom Itche Haskalas Torah Meshchedish Itche Ad Kleis Kol Yomim Hatovim Ad Simchas Torah. Till Simchas Torah, Shivshu Oz Vahola Yichon Likros Apash Yizuach Zul Bli Hefsik. Now you've got a straight run. The Brachis Nayach Lechachol. You haven't got a problem with Yom Tovim, which you didn't have beforehand. If you look in the Gemara Megillah, that brisa which brings down the various parshas that we line on Yom Tovim, it's clear that goes l'kol alma. That means to say, there are b'nei Marava, I think that was a minhag in Taman, they used to spend much longer than a year, 3 years till they went through the whole Torah. What do they do on Yom Tov? Same thing that we do. Yom Tov was always the Chazal, the Masakin. Yom Tov is not even the Seder. You line the Parasha which has to do, which Chazal said this has to do with Yom Tov. When you line on Yom Tov, a Parasha to do with Yom Tov, you also have a Haftarah. Chazal, the Masakin, what Haftarah do you say on every Yom Tov? Simchas Torah has a double function. Simchas Torah is the second day of Shmini Atzeres. So Yom Tov Sheni. When the Gemara speaks of Shmini Atzeres, what you line on the second day, and what Haftarah you say, we're talking about the Yom Tov. As Yom Tov, that means Vezeis Habracha, that's the parasha of Shmini Atzeres. Kol HaBachoyah and Vezeis Habracha are the parasha of Shmini Atzeres. That means, come what may, it's nothing to do with being Messiah in the Torah, Vezeis Habracha has something to do with Shmini Atzeres. And I saw the Meshech Chochmah at the end of his Pirish Al Chumash. So he says, sort of a Hadron, and he says, what's the unique about Vezeis Habracha? What has that got to do with Shmini Atzeres? Says the Gemara says in Sukkot on Unhei that Moshe wanted to make a special little Yom Tov for the Klal Yisrael. The whole of Yom Tov being Shivim Parim, or for Umar Sa'ilam, come Shmini Atzeres, one day I just want together with you. You know, you're special to me. You're special to me, so we just one power. It says, "V'zayis habacha speak zarachim seir lomoy, hafiyah my paron, af chayiv amim." In v'zayis habacha, you see the yichud of the Klal Yisrael. You said, "Then Hashanah yichidu le yachdoch." that the Klal Yisrael is, we're different from the other peoples of the world. Moshe gave us the Torah. Moshe gave us the Torah. And that's what's special of Zeus HaBracha. Zeus HaBracha has to, this idea of Shmini Atzeres, just we are together with the Bnei Shleilim. That's something that you can see in the parasha of Zeus HaBracha. I mean, the parasha of Zeus HaBracha, that is the parasha which has to do with Shmini Atzeres. And the second day, Shmini Atzeres, of course, so that's what the Gemara says, that's what we like. At some point, Chazal and Musakin, that they lying through the whole of the Chumash Chumashit Torah during 1 year. So how do you do it? What sort of seder did you have? And they saw the Bemis, the Zeus HaBracha, that's the parasha. Bemis, you can't start, we would like to finish at the end of the old year and start at the beginning of the new year. But in order that we have this problem, we want to be marvelous and sultan, so we can't do that. And we can't start immediately after Shana game because this problem of the Yom Tov, there's no seder. The Zeus HaBracha, we line anyway in Shmini Atzeres. It's a Shmini Atzeres Kriya. In which case, I said, okay. So Shmini Atzeres, that will have a double function, the Parsha Zeus HaBracha. It will be the Yom Tadika Parsha of Shmini Atzeres. And at the same time, it will be the Siyum, it will be the end of all the Parshas that we line during the year. And when we line normally a Parsha during the year, the Rambam said, we line the Haftarah, we aim the Kriya of that Parsha that we liked. So to emphasize that, they were masakin that when we line nowadays, on Simchas Torah, we line the Zeus HaBracha, and we line that not just as the Shmini Atzeres Kriya, but we line it also as this is the Hashlom of the last Parsha of the Torah, so we line Me'ain HaParsha. This, the Haftarah that we now line, is not the Yom Tzedika Parsha, which is the Parsha which of the Yom and Shlomo. We line the Parsha which has to do with the Zeus HaBracha. That means to say, Achrei Mois Moshe. It's a continuation, a Hemshech from Moshe Rabbeinu. He basically gave a Bracha to the Klal Yisrael, he passed away, and then we go, the Haftarah has to do with the Reina Parsha. Is that in the Zeus HaBracha, in Shmini Simchas Torah, when we line the Zeus HaBracha, what we are doing is basically we're doing two things. We are Mekayim a Yom Tzedika Kriya of Shmini Atzeres, and at the same time we are being mashlim all the parshas of the year. There was no other, this was, we have no Breira. We didn't want to start the Zeus HaBracha right again, say, into the new year. You start a new year with a new thing. We couldn't start Mamish at the beginning of the year, because we want to allow the Sultan. The first possible, so what we do is, we line it now, we've got a Yom Tikkit Parsha, anyway we'll align it, as Shmini Atzeres, and therefore, and then the first Shabbos afterwards, we can now start. It's a new year, and a new Hasfala. That's the thing is the Hezbollah in a minute.